is Roxanne Dunbar-Ortiz, and this is KBOO Portland.
Tune in to KBOO the second Friday of every month at 8 p.m. for the KBOO Youth Randomonium. Are you interested in hearing what music real young people listen to? Are you interested in listening to local artists of all ages talk about and play their music? Then you've come to the right place. Tune into KBOO the second Friday of every month at 8 p.m. for the Youth Randomonium. All things young people, music, thoughts, opinions. Let's get radical. Right here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
It's 10 a.m. and you're listening to the Jewish Hour on KBOO Portland. Morgan, Boker Tov, Buenos Dias, happy Memorial Day, and thank you for tuning in to the Portland Jewish Hour. I'm your host, Liz Schwartz. Today's show is in honor of Memorial Day weekend here in America, and in Israel recently celebrated Israel Memorial Day for the soldiers who have fought and died in Israel's many wars. Today's show and its music is in honor of all Jewish soldiers everywhere who have served and fought and died in all of the wars throughout history.
Zapivoy! Yosubem! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Hey, sich Yosubem! Und nicht in den Militär! Ay, 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 ay! Stiefel drog, ich am und dir, handeln wie ein Offizier! Ay, 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 ay! Bin ich als Schuster jung, gewollt bei der Schwanz mit dem Zug! Ay, 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 ay! Ich hab ich so schwer, schießt er auf ihn drehr. Ja, nein, ja, super, die den Militär.
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 Yes, my name is Yosselbear, and I serve the military.
Ja,
steel-toed boots, a uniform. This soldier's cock is warm.
Yeah,
I used to work in a factory till the army drafted me. Now I work for Army Brass. Factory can kiss my ass. Yeah,
Fisch und was weiter sag ich nicht. Ja,
I said every night I hit the town, all you ladies gather round.
Give me brandy, give me wine,
give me something else that's fine.
Хлебен пулемет, он шепча идишь ниден, а руни резал штил, норстуен ды гризлах зих виден, а руни резал штил, норстуен ды гризлах зих виден, хдармон зих ман фрейлах штету, верот эс нидги кен, иц диза спустон меншен, Oi seinen die Stieber farmeret. Nors is do a reute Armei, Ot sie mir a Pulemiot gegeben, Do schlug ich die Teitschen, Edei unser Volk soll doch leben. Oi schlug ich die Teitschen, Edei alle Völker sollen leben. O ihr die wieste Menschenfresser, O ihr deutsche Banditen, Hey, Pulemiot, ziel besser, Sollst du kein Deutsch nicht euch mitten. O ihr die wieste Menschenfresser, O ihr deutsche Banditen, Эй, пулемет, Силбесар, застукай дальше, не той самитн. Menschenfresser, oh, ihr deutsche Banditen, hey, Pulemiot, Ziel besser, sollst du kein Deutscher, nicht äußern mitten. Oh, ihr divieste Menschenfresser, oh, ihr deutsche Banditen, hey, Pulemiot, Ziel besser, sollst du kein Deutscher, nicht äußern mitten. Piff-paff!
Schreiben euch dein Namen in einem Zettel, wo seht sich von mit Omen. Omen Antiochus, doch wie Made Krusche, wann oben die Welt verhiebt, ist früher noch vor dir. A langer Zettel, Omen, sie ist voran, es wird nicht stehen, kein Papier. Hat ihr alle sich ein Ziel gestellt, mich hoch zum Mecken von der Welt, nur nicht an euch ist es gewähnt. Stalin wird schon kurz an euch die Hand. Made Krusche, wann haben die Welt verhiebt, ist früher noch verdirrt. A langer Zettel, Omen, sie ist voran, es wird nicht stehen, kein Papier. Nur will du narrisch, ist denn dieser Treu, mir werden leben, sei wie sei, dein Soffen sei nach Fommens Bäumen. Am Israel,
my children, and listen to my tale about a Brooklyn boychuk, neither hearty nor hale.
Thinner than a kugel, bar mitzvah in his shul, off to fight the Fuhrer in 1944.
Standing only rifle high, on a good day twice as wide, he really was no Maccabee, no ideal infantry.
But his feet weren't flat, so he braced his back and kissed his mamala goodbye.
Some men are the cockawalks.
Other men the runts.
Knowing which of these was he, Sid Siegel took his place.
At the front. Across the pond, Sid hunkered down, 5 months in a bunker.
While the Krauts and Joes shot their rounds, bullet, bomb, and tanker.
The muscle gained in basic melted into atrophy.
110 when he came in. He weighed out at 93.
Sid Siegel and his fellows grew weaker by the day, uncertain of the future when the generals would say,
"Charge, men, charge! Take it to the dirty Hun!"
When the orders did come down, how did the fellows run?
Right into battle!
Aching, burning, pressing on, till when the battle ended,
a third of them were gone. When the smoke had cleared, the Allies cheered.
Though some, like Sid, were quiet, the shock of war, the scars they bore,
weighing down on them like irons. Onward marched the company,
obeying standing orders, to hurry over hill and dale towards a mustering of forces. K came the sergeant's grave appeal.
We cannot halt the column, Sid. We cannot tarry here. Away we must, through blood and dust. The enemy is near.
And low Sid willed his legs to go, yet stumbled and did kneel. They left him with the compass points, ammo, rations, and a prayer, and in that hostile countryside, Sid's ballad hit a snare.
Weary from his efforts and burdened by his gear, alone and cold and far from home, Sid yoked tight his fear.
He knew the road, the place to go. His company was waiting to fight once more, to end the war
and deliver all from evil. His arms, they burned from effort as he held his rifle high.
Each step a test beyond all rest beneath the moonlit sky. A blind curve in a meadow. Sid stops and perks his ears.
Shuffling boots and muffled voices. Around the bend, no moonlit friends.
But 10 fleeing German soldiers.
His heart a pounding timpani, his skin and will like ice. Sid stepped out from the shadows.
The drop was his that night. No shot was fired, no blood was shed.
But the road forked toward surrender.
And come the dawn, all had laid down arms to the Brooklyn Boychuk Siegel. When morning come, the group trudged on.
Sid hobbling, barely able.
When in a field the fates did yield a horse for him to ride on.
What an unexpected sight. You would have seen, my children, little Sid astride his steed.
10 prisoners beside him. Down the country road they went, all silent save the footfalls.
Until by a wooded holler, soft and green with morning light, the Germans, they did linger.
And have themselves a fight.
And though Sid bid them quiet and put them in his sights,
the Krauts confounded all his efforts and set their words.
Now, with his able Yiddish, Sid understood the rap. Not far from there, a click or so, 200 German soldiers waited.
Hungry, thirsty, wounded men, many ready to give in. Now the leader of the bound dropped down to a knee.
If ever his men were to survive, to avoid a bullet between the eyes, to Sid they must surrender.
But would they all heed the call and bend and bow to Sid?
Siegel looked upon his charges, some hardly even men. He looked upon the kowtowed commander.
His blue eyes bold and begging. Each one of these, he thought, is someone's boy, someone's son.
In his Brooklyn Boychuk heart, humanity did stir. To take a chance for life and peace, to tame war's bitter beast.
If they would yield upon the field, was Sid to answer no?
And so he went to meet them.
Would you or I have done the same? David's star hung o'er our name.
In the land of the black spider's reign, uncertain to emerge again.
Well, Sid, he did, with steely grace, white knuckles round his rifle.
Slim shoulders squared, brave heart bared, he met the master race.
Spread out in a clearing, some wounded, all afraid, and others comforted by friends.
Their final moments nearing.
The offer was laid down. All arms surrendered, soldiers bowed.
To little Siegel and his steed, an unlikely end to their war indeed.
Some refused, shook their heads, ready for battle or their deathbed.
To these the chance was given to melt into the wood.
By the time the morn had stretched to noon, the sun hung bright despite war's gloom.
Step by step, like a slow, slow drip, the shoal of men moved hip to hip.
Until around one final turn, Sid's platoon his fate did learn.
Barely able to hold his seat, exhaustion mixing with relief, the Allies, half in disbelief, raised a cheer for Siegel.
How had he done it? Each man wondered. Tamed the mighty, ferocious Hun, all alone and left behind. how had he overcome?
To his superior, Sid told his tale.
Answered all his questions with all his stars and buttons. The general had no clue.
How do you do it, Sid? A skinny runt like you?
Sid considered, stood real high, looked the general in the eye.
Sometimes in war what's needed isn't guns or even brains, but a heart that beats behind those things. And a heart is everyone's terrain.
And though he was lauded by the men, called the unlikeliest of heroes,
Sid never spoke, regaling curious folk with this, his epic journey.
For Sid, it lived like all the others, with his memories of war.
The lives he spared, the mercy shared, never without question.
Did he do right to spare those souls?
Who did not spare his brethren?
If he had known, had he been shown, would his choices have been different?
And what, my children, would you have done? How would you answer in the moment?
When the drop is yours, the upper hand, will you pull the trigger? Or like Sid, see frightened kids holding fast to life and limb?
And through whatever horror looms,
see hope instead of doom.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Portland Jewish Hour on KBOO Community Radio, 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 FM in Hood River, 104.3 FM in Philomath, and all over planet Earth at KBOO.FM. Let's get back to the music.
When they poured across the border, I was cautioned to surrender. This I could not do. I took my gun and vanished. I have changed my name so often. I've lost my wife and children, but I've many friends. And some of them are with me. An old woman gave us shelter, kept us hidden in the garret. Then the soldiers came. She died without a whisper. There were three of us this morning. I'm the only one this evening, but I must go on. The frontiers are my prison. Oh, the wind is blowing. Through the graves the wind is blowing. Freedom soon will come. Then we'll come from shadow.
Les amants étaient chez moi, ils me disent signe-toi, mais je n'ai pas peur.
Sunday, just after the war, we'll hang up our bruised old arms on the wall. So check all your armor and guns at the door. We'll drink to the end of it all. We'll check all our armor and guns at the door on Sunday after the war. We'll drown it in brandy, we'll drown it in wine, when all of the ships have laid anchor ashore. I'll pay for your sorrow if you'll pay for mine, when the ships have laid anchor ashore. I'll pay for your sorrow if you'll pay for mine on Sunday after the war.
After the war, after the war, all the bells will be ringing. After the war, after the war, after the war, nothing will be as before. On Sunday, just after the war, will I see you on Sunday, just after the war? We'll wipe all the mud and the blood from our boots, the grunts and the brass, volunteers and recruits. We'll carry their burdens no more. They'll sell off their burdens at the old surplus store on Sunday after the war. Well, I'll try to get used to my house and my bed when the flags have been folded and put in the drawer. I'll try to forget what I've got in my head on Sunday just after the war. When the flags have been folded and put in the drawer on Sunday after the war. After the war, after the war, all the birds will be singing after the war. After the war, after the war, oh, nothing. On Sunday, just after the war. Mother's son ain't no boy anymore. I swear I won't even try to explain how meadows and fingers are stained. If you ask me, I swear I won't try to explain. On Sunday after the war, so I'll see you on Sunday just after the war. We'll cast our remembrance down in the grave, where so many others who no one could save are smothered in brothers as brave. We'll cast our remembrance down in the grave on Sunday after the war. After the war, after the war, after the war, will everything be as before on Sunday just after the war?
Nothing like a good klezmer jam to get you out of your seat and put a smile on your face. This is the Portland Jewish Hour. I'm Liz Schwartz here on KBOO Community Radio, 90.7 FM in Portland. And I want to thank everybody who's been contributing during our matching fund time to keep community radio on the air during these very very challenging times. As most of you probably know, our station is currently closed, but all of our volunteers and program hosts are continuing to pre-record audio for every show and bringing you the community radio that you rely on. If KBOO matters to you, if the Jewish Hour matters to you, if you've been listening for a long time, or if this is the first time you tuned in and you think, hey, I kind of like this show, please take a moment and become a member or give a gift of membership or increase your current membership amount by going to kboo.fm. An anonymous donor has agreed to match all contributions through the end of May, through May 31st, up to $20,000. So if you have not yet renewed your membership, or if you are, have never been a member, or you let your membership lapse, or maybe you think, I'd like to give a membership to a friend during these hard times, now is a terrific time because your money will be doubled thanks to the generosity of our anonymous benefactor. Please go to kboo.fm right now and show your support and keep unique programming like the Jewish Hour on the air. Thank you so much.
אל תחשבי ששכחתי, הכל בסדר, אף פעם לא אשכח אותך. לפעמים קצת קשה לי לשמור על קשר, אבל תמיד אהיה שלך. אולי השקט זוחל ומאיים על השלווה, גם אם הזמן עמד מלכת, לנצח תתנגן האהבה. את הכל לפני הכל, אחרי הכל, תמיד זו את. אין לפנייך ולא תהיה לי אף אחרת בעולם. את היום וגם אתמול והמחר שלא נדע. אז בינתיים כותב אלייך ומקווה. אל תחשבי ששכחתי, זה רק נדמה לך, אלו רק געגועים. רוצה אותך מאושרת, תמיד צוחקת וממשיכה אל החיים. רוצה לומר את יקרה לי, ויש לי עוד כל כך הרבה לומר, אבל בעצם את הרי הכל יודעת, חייב להיפרד, הזמן נגמר. את הכל לפני הכל, אחרי הכל, תמיד זו את. אין לפנייך ולא תהיה לי אף אחרת בעולם. את היום וגם אתמול והמחר שלא נדע. אז בין כותב אלייך ומקווה. את הכל לפני הכל, אחרי הכל, תמיד זו. אין לפנייך ולא תהיה לי אף אחרת בעולם. עד היום וגם אתמול והמחר שלא נדע. אז בינתיים כותב אלייך ומקווה.
Thank you. היום מן הימים, ימים שנחתמים בקצה תפילה. כשתבוא נגיש לך פרחים, פרחים שנפתחים ללא מילה. ואם תהיה עייף, ואם בעצם תתעטף, נשאיר לך בשקט, נשאיר לך ברוך, ונחכה עד שתצטרף, ואז נשיר ברון, נשיר ברון, נשיר ברון. כשתבוא הביתה מן הקור, הביתה אל האור, הלב ירעב. כשתבוא מבעד לדמעות, תבחין באותיות, לחופש נולד. נשאיר לך בשקט, נשאיר לך ברוך, ונחכה ונלטף עד שתצטרף, ואז נשאיר ברון, נשאיר ברון, נשאיר ברון.
Me mm-hmm.
It's been my morning's pleasure to bring you this music. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. You've been listening to The Jewish Hour with host Liz Schwartz on KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM in Portland. I will be posting a playlist for today's show on the Jewish Hour site, and you can find that by going to kboo.fm/Portland Jewish Hour. Just scroll on down. You'll see all of the tracks listed. You'll also find archived audio for this show. It'll be posted about an hour after we finish up here, so about 12 noon. And that will be available for you to stream at your convenience. So if you only tuned into the last 10 minutes and you want to hear the rest of the show, it's there for you. Audio from past shows is also available. Don't forget to take a moment before you go and become a member of KBOO today. Before May 31st, all of your donations and memberships will be matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000 by our generous anonymous benefactor. Don't waste a moment. Do it right now. And thank you so much. Thank you to all who have served. I really appreciate it. I want to especially remember my father-in-law of blessed memory, Andy Hammond, who served in Korea. And to all veterans everywhere, Sei gesund.
Kaddish. For salvation, Kaddish. For redemption, Kaddish. For forgiveness, Kaddish. For health, Kaddish. For all the war's victims, Kaddish. For all the Holocaust's victims, Kaddish.
Thank you. You're listening to Community Radio KBOO Portland.
Got troubles. I got